it's so very hard to have to leave the one we love.
Bonjour à tous, hello listeners of A-Seat English, welcome back, this is Mei Li.
欢迎大家收听由一席文化出品的老外来了 This is Wendy.
So Wendy, with the Chinese New Year coming, have you been doing some shopping?
Oh yeah, of course, but mostly online.
Oh, okay, so where do you usually buy things online from?
Well, I basically only do it on Taobao, because I'm just so used to all those policies and its rules and settings.那美丽你在中国也是会在淘宝上面买东西吗
Yeah, definitely. I also think that it's the most simple one for me to understand.
Yeah. 哎，那在国外的话都会用一些什么 APP 在网上购物呢
So there are actually so many different websites and apps where you can buy things.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so today we will be talking about these shopping apps in the West. 今天呢，我们就来聊一下在国外比较常用的一些购物的 APP.
Yeah, so the first one is actually a very commonly used marketplace, and you definitely know it. It's called Amazon.
Yeah, Amazon, 亚马逊。哎，你刚刚说的这个 marketplace 是什么意思啊？
So marketplaces enabled multiple sellers to offer products through the same storefront or also website. And there are both store owners and third-party sellers that are operating behind it.
Mm-hmm, okay, so marketplace 其实就相当于一个第三方的交易平台，然后卖家呢可以在这里卖东西，然后买家就可以买他们需要的这些东西。So like Amazon or Taobao are all marketplaces, right?
Yeah, exactly. And you can really find almost everything on Amazon. It's very, very commonly used in Europe and in the United States.
在美国和欧洲比较常用。
And it is nice because usually the shipping doesn't take too long because they have warehouses everywhere.
这个 shipping 送货也很快，因为他们在各地都有 warehouse， 有这个仓库。那美丽，你一般在 Amazon 上面都会买些什么呢？
So I have a Kindle, which is basically a digital book that kind of looks like a small iPad, but it's only to read books. And since my Kindle is connected to Amazon, I will usually buy books from this website.
Yeah, 对，在国外这个 Kindle 就是那个阅读器上面的一些电子书是可以直接从 Amazon 上面去买的 which I think is a really good item to purchase online. 因为买电子书的话，你就不会担心说纸质书在家里占很多空间了。
Yeah, exactly. But in the past, I've gotten things like phone charging cables, shoes, hair products, all kinds of things on Amazon. You really can find everything, and it is quite nice because I have Amazon Prime, so it is free shipping.
Amazon Prime 它的这个会员，哎，那如果没有这个会员的话，买东西是有运费的吗？
Yeah, unfortunately, unlike China, where most of the time the shipping is free, in Western countries, we usually have to pay the shipping when we buy something online.
I see. 所以在国外这个 shipping 一般是有运费的。
Yeah. And so actually another online shopping platform that's very commonly used in the United States iseBay.
eBay. 在美国呢，另一个比较常用的购物 APP 是 eBay. I mean, I often hear vloggers saying it in like videos.
Yeah, Amazon and eBay are both marketplaces and two major players in the e-commerce sector.
这两个 APP 是 e-commerce sector, 电商领域的这个领头羊吧，可以说 two major players. 那在 eBay 和 Amazon 上面买的东西都是一样的吗？
Yeah, it is very similar. The only thing is that they have slightly different business models.
Different business models. 这个交易的模式不太一样。那具体怎么不一样呢？
So Amazon operates like a traditional retail store where the price is fixed and sellers post their products and then buyers buy it. Whereas eBay functions more like an auction house, so buyers can bid on the price.
嗯哼 I see 在亚马逊上面呢就是可能比较传统的这种商店购物这种模式然后它的价格呢就是 fixed 是固定的那在 eBay 上面呢它更像一个 auction house 一个拍卖行然后买家呢通过 bid on the price 通过竞价的这个方式来买东西那具体大家是怎么来竞价怎么样 bid on the price 呢
So, for example, if you are buying a toy, you tell eBay the most money you're willing to pay for it. And when others want the same toy, eBay helps by increasing your offer a little bit at a time, but only up to your limit.
OK, 就是对于同一个商品呢，不同的人会有不同的 offer, 就会给一个不同的价。系统就会 compare 你们的这些 offer, 然后最终竞价最高的那个人就能够买到这个东西 ,right?
Yes, exactly. And so the person who says they'll pay the most gets to buy the toy. So they will pay a little bit more than the second highest offer. So for example, if you say that you'd pay $20 and the next person said $15, then you might win the product at $16. So that's how eBay decides who gets the toy and how much they pay.
Okay, so 假如说有人说他要付20然后另一个人呢说他可能付15块那最终就是那个说要付20的人他可能就是以16块稍微高于那个15块一点点的价格然后最终可以买到这个玩具 Just like bidding
Yeah, exactly, like an auction Okay, so actually there's also another app that I've seen which is very very popular recently It's a subsidiary of Pinduoduo which has been very very popular in the West and it actually only launched only a few years ago in these Western locations and it's called Temu
Temu 拼多多还有海外版Temu.
Yeah, so actually it is a Chinese-owned digital marketplace that's taken the internet by storm.
Okay, so 看来这个海外版的这个拼多多 Temu 还是挺火的哈 It's taken the internet by storm.
Yeah, and so according to Tech Report, Temu reached over 200 million downloads, making it the world's most downloaded mobile marketplace app.
Wow, that's really amazing. 现在这个 Temu 是下载次数最多的这个电商的 APP.
Yeah, and so it is actually one of the websites that is most used for buying online in both the US and Europe.
在这个欧美地区呢也是最常用的一个购物 APP.
And so on Temu, you can buy absolutely everything from car accessories to clothing, kitchen appliances, electronics,outdoor furniture, power tools, baby clothes, everything, everything in between.
yeah, 也是可以买到各种各样的东西啊。So what's so special about this Temu? Does it work like Pinduoduo?
So the prices are low because they combine lots of customer orders and ship them together in large quantities. So this makes things cheaper for each item due to the cost saving from the larger scale.
听起来和拼多多有一点像也是通过加大订单的这个量 So there will be tens of thousands of consumer orders 所以最终价格就会比零售要便宜一些
Yeah, and that's why people really like it because you can buy products at very, very cheap prices basically factory prices
Yeah
So yeah, that one is definitely very popular but then similar to Temu there are also two other marketplaces whichare very popular and they're called Wish and Shein.
还有两个 APP 呢叫 Wish and Shein.
So this is very similar to Temu and you can basically find all kinds of products. And most of the products come from China and have a very competitive price so people like buying from it.
而且这上面很多产品是来自中国的。That's interesting to learn, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.And then this next one is a very popular online marketplace in Europe, which is called Vinted. And I think we have talked about it previously in the podcast where we discussed secondhand shopping.
Oh yeah, 这个 Vinted, 我们在二手店那期节目里面有提到过在欧洲比较火好像。
Yeah, it is actually an app that I personally use quite a lot when I'm in Europe. You can sell secondhand things and you can also buy things from other people.
Yeah, so 这个 Vented 这个平台呢是一个二手交易的平台 As can be told by the name Vented It sounds very similar to Vintage
Exactly. That's where the name came from.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and I have definitely found some very nice secondhand clothes, bags, and shoes on there. And sometimes you can also find luxury brands in very, very good condition and good price.
在这个 Vintage 上面还可以买到比较便宜的潮牌啊，或者是奢侈品。那在这个 Vintage 上面，大家一般是只买衣服吗？
Yeah, it's mostly things like clothes, shoes, and accessories. It's definitely more fashion-focused.
Mm-hmm, I see. It's more fashion-focused. 这个 Vinted 呢，一般是卖一些鞋子啊、衣服、时尚类的产品。
And then, of course, there are also many, many other smaller marketplaces where people choose to buy from.
Mm-hmm, 那还有哪些购物的 APP 呢？
Yeah, so for example, for luxury products, there are websites such as Net-a-Porter, Harrods, Farfetch, Nordstrom, to name a few where people choose to buy from.
I see. 所以除了刚刚讲的那些呢，还有一些网站啊或者 APP 会专门去卖一些奢侈品 like some of the names Meili has just mentioned.
Yeah, so there are definitely more that sell different types of categories, but we've definitely talked about the main ones. So there you go. These are some of the popular places people shop online from in the West.
今天呢，我们了解了一些在国外比较常用的购物的 APP.
So we hope that you enjoyed this topic. And if you have any questions or comments, feel free to comment below and let us know.
欢迎大家给我们留言，分享一下你的想法和感受。
This is Mei Li.
And this is Wendy.
See you next time.
Bye bye.
Bye. Just sitting there and dreaming of that girl a thousand miles away. Yes, it's too lonely having just her picture here with me. And I know I just can't stand it.